This is Alive with Joseph.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go back again from the topic I spoke about, the wisdom of the just, to complete it today. Amen. We understand that it is important that we know that we matter to God, that we are not useless to God. No matter how you feel, understand that you are not useless to God. You are important to God. Hallelujah. So it is that understanding that will give us an inheritance. An inheritance would mean the benefits which God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Now, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we understand that we must learn to understand, not just to read. We must learn to understand so that we can apply this word correctly. Then he says, I commend you to the word of God. In fact, he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up. So the word has the materials to build a man up, such that the understanding thereof will bring men to an inheritance prepared by God. Then he says, from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. You see, so it is the wisdom that we find in the word that is then able to bring us to a place of application in our faith through Christ. Hallelujah. And then he says, meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all men. Praise the Lord. So there's profit in the word as you apply, as you meditate. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So once we start meditating, then we turn into the frequency of the word of God. So we function by the frequency, the spiritual frequency of Christ. Hallelujah. Then he said that by your word, your servant is warned. By your word, your servant is warned. And in keeping the word, we find benefit. There is great benefit. You see, so all these things, we have responsibility and there is a reply. Hallelujah. Then the Lord says in John 5, you search the scriptures and you think you have eternal life, but it is those scriptures that testify of me. So our understanding of scriptures is such that Christ would be revealed to us. Then, you get it. Understand that, oh, okay, so this is our manual. It functions like this so that we can relate with our master. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've heard that through experience, people normally want to, lay hands and then they leave. But that you are here to sit down, listen, it is better than to gather and then bow their matzoh. You can still fall. No problem. They fall under the anointing. But when you meet the situations of life, that falling that you had might come short when I'm ready. Because the mindset is important. How your understanding of what God says is important. Because you're going to face the battles of life. Praise the Lord. So, Luke chapter number 1, verse 7, he says, he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see three things. Our transformation is dependent on our understanding of Christ. So the faculty of the mind is important. We don't function like spirikokos. You know, a spirikoko is, now pastor went to rest. Spirikokos don't do that. A spirikoko is somebody who is, well, it's a Nigerian term. So, spirikoko is somebody who is, look, they, look, they're correct, they're fine. But there is so much flesh that they put with the things of the spirit. So there are works, a lot of works. They don't watch news. It's evil to watch news with the spirit caucus. All right? God is not saying they are evil, but they're just not applying themselves wisely. Hallelujah. So our mental comprehension is also important with the word of God. So this is how we relate to Christ. Our relating to Christ is important, and it is fundamentally through our understanding. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible is replete with information given us, and that is for our advantage only. It is for our advantage only. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. It's a bit quiet today. Yes. So the life of God is in our spirits. The life of God is in our spirits. Our salvation is in our spirits. If anyone, somebody might be here and not born again. How do you know that they're not born again? Unless they say, I'm not born again, right? Yes. Isn't it? Yes. So the being born again is by the Spirit. So it is God who gives that renewing of the Spirit. Then our part is to not to work on our mind, so that we identify with this new nature. Praise the Lord. Mark 4:19 says, then the cares and anxiety of the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless. See, so the word must be fruitful, but we can now deactivate the fruitfulness of the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So the word has power. It is potent. The word of God is potent all the time. But through our understanding, we are able to deactivate the potency of the word. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can deactivate it by choosing the things that choke the word. So the word must be brought alive in our lives. So when we apply this word, we are bringing it to life. It is us who must do it, Mwanamren. There is no other way. Look, we cannot wish this thing. We can't wish it. Yeah, you can't wish. Ah, but God loves everybody. He does. That's his nature. What, did you forget? It's his nature. Yes, he does. But how many people are going to hell and perishing? And how many are in the house of God, yet they short-circuit the power of God? Just by understanding. Just by understanding, fella. It is your understanding here. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually. There's growth. Then he says, by the renewing of your mind. Look at that. That is the key word. It is by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, you matter. You see, so that you may prove, it is you who proves for yourself what is the will of God, or what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. So we do not identify with the world. You see, so we shouldn't be processed with the same measurement that is applied to the world. We shouldn't be. Hallelujah. So there are superficial values. There are things that can give you joy in the world, but it's superficial. Hallelujah. So we function in the same spiritual frequency with the word of God. We function in the same spiritual frequency with the word of God. There are people, by longering, they are tuned with demons. They are tuned, they are in tune. You see, when you dial, radio yeng weso, it's a magalenagan. Yeah, this one just digital. Okari, wabana ela ya shh, and then that, then you now you get Tobala FM. There are people who function like that with demons, but they may not know, and such people are also found in the church. Yes, but what is the church of God for? Huh? Yes, it's such that we are able now to bring you truth, so that that frequency may be attuned with the word of God. Let us give an example. Proverbs chapter number 17, verse 10 says, "And behold, there met him a woman dressed as a harlot, and sly and cunning of heart. She's turbulent." If you've been on a flight and they warn you of turbulence, it's like it's unstable. And the danger is it might fall. Yes, it might. It might fall. And then he says, "And willful, her feet stay not in a home." Kasipe divarge. All right. She stays not in her home. So why am I Emma? Why am I Emma? Kasipe di sa gobo pedi. Asil tapo wa namre. Kasipe di barge. Barging. Saying it. Oh, yeah, right. So now, this woman might be found in the church as well. See, remember her frequency, anger. So here, these are merchandise. These people are merchandise. They are merchandise. They are stock. Kiss stock. Yes. A kiss stock, isn't it? Yeah, they're called like that. If you see any woman being called stock or stock, just know. Got it right. Merchandise. The frequency. Understand the frequency right there. Right? But there's a goal. They just don't know. There's a goal. The goal is to bring men down through lust. There's a bigger goal than just dressing and then tweaking and you know, those things are just, they seem insignificant. But Kai, a certain man is going to hell because of you. You just don't know. Scared. Hallelujah. Amen. Equally, there may be sisters in church. Maybe you don't know, but this information, allow it to work in you, because your master does not want you there. He wants you well. He wants you to function with him. Praise the Lord Jesus. It is by information. It is by understanding of who Christ is to you and for you. Remember, he is for you. I mentioned last week or the other time that Satan, he never introduces himself. He never says, "I'm Sati, I have come. Let's walk the road." No, no. But it is the Lord who said, "I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." You see? Praise the Lord. So this evil one comes as, you see, "I am free to dress the way that I want to dress. I'm comfortable." They call it that. It was again body shaming and comfort. Right? Funny, it is done mostly by women. Have you noticed? But welcome to the house of God. If you are here, and perhaps this information is new to you, or it may be seeming condemning, it is not for your condemnation. It's such that God can bring you into his glory. Hallelujah. It is God who restores. It is God who works in man. Hallelujah. This is the workshop of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One of our visions listed as Alive Church is to reach the unchurched people. To reach the unchurched and continually grow our church in both sizes and depth. Some of us, as we stand before you, were unchurched. Actually, there's a certain man who, when he heard Orne, Sean and Jesus, he said, "Aye, man. Those two names, they are parallel. They are parallel." I was there with my wife. Then the man said, "Aye, man. How are we going to head to Jesus and Sean?" Those things that look, if it's parallel, it means they don't mix. One is this way, one is that way. And he was right. Yes. But funny, I never knew what I would stand here and speak about the master. I didn't. Yes. Praise the Lord. If I had a choice, you see, pastor doesn't give you a choice. He's like, okay, you're taking this date and did this and did this. If he would ask me, will you be willing to? I would say, no, heaven of God. It's okay. There are others that you can use. You see, but look at what God is doing. The peace that comes with this, guys, is amazing. It's amazing. Yes. Look, if I sleep with a beer tonight, tomorrow morning when I wake up, it doesn't matter if it's hot. You on my pedestal, it's on. Yes, I start. Ask my wife, I start. Next day, yes. I would say, I don't want to waste. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. But today we are churched. We understand who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. Now, one of our values, I mentioned the vision. One of our values is the word of God. He says we believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God and is relevant and necessary for practical godly living and success. So we are informed by the testimony of Jesus Christ for our operation. So the church of God operates based on the word of God. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here telling you anything. What would we say? It is by the word that we live. Hallelujah. So it's a transportation system that God uses into his glory. It is the word. You believe the word is preached. After that, you accept the word. Then you are transported. You are catapulted into truth. Then you start functioning from there. Hallelujah. So in his wisdom, our transformation begins when we get born again. You may be here, and maybe you're not sure if you're born again. Or you don't know whether you're born again or not. But we will help you at the end of the service. Remember, do not be afraid of the next person. They will not say to God, it was me they were afraid of. Let their punishment come on me. Isn't it? Yes. So you will be standing there alone. This is where it starts. If God has brought you here, don't think that there is another way that you will receive the word of God for you to be born again. This is it. This is how God works. He's not spooky. He is not spooky. Please understand. God is not spooky. You will not hear, today is your day of being born again. Accept the truth and come to me, my child. No. This is how God works, man. Throughout history. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So choose to submit to his truth today. Hallelujah. Let us look at another example of condemnation. You see, condemnation does not come from God. Condemnation starts from the mind. It is the thoughts that you have. Then they work on your emotions to weigh you down. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of God. God is so good. I've done evil. But he died. Or when he died because of the evil that happened. So today, that evil cannot now supersede what God has done. So your evil can still be submitted to Christ. But this is information. Unless you reject truth. Hallelujah. So we find this in the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 2 to 5. He says, such teachings are spread by deceitful liars whose conscience are dead as if burned with a hot iron. We're talking about condemnation, right? Such people teach that it is wrong to marry. My brother, if you are here and you want to get married, if you are ready, we are not encouraging wrong things. If you are ready and you have planned that you want to get married and you have seen a sister, why don't you go and tell her, Gatlala, and there's no leakage? Approach the sister, Gatlala, and there's no leakage. Agidutli. Yes, go ahead. The worst that could happen is a no. If she says no, move on. Why are you afraid? Oh, you want notes? Come. I've been married. Yes, if you want notes, I can jot down something for you so that you can go and approach. But you should know how you must sustain those notes, because the words would be so good that such that you would now have to lift the standard. Praise the Lord. He says such people teach that it is wrong to marry and to eat certain foods. Hey. But God created those foods to be eaten after a prayer of thanks. Na really say lo. We eat frogs, komuleti. They eat rats in Nigeria. We eat mashonja. We eat. You see, donkeys, yes. Yes, it's meat. According to the word of God, if I give thanks. You see. So he says, by those who are believers, okay, but God created those foods to be eaten after a prayer of thanks. Remember, the food that is created by God here, it is what man calls food. If I don't call it food, it's not food. Isn't it that the rat, some of us don't call a rat food, isn't it? But somebody calls it food. It is food. Praise the Lord. So he says that it is sanctified after prayer of thanks by those who are believers and have come to know the truth. That's the key word, to know the truth. So he says everything that God has created is good. Nothing is to be rejected, but everything is to be received with a prayer of thanks, because the word of God and the prayer makes it acceptable to God. You see, this is, it seems so simple. But somebody, if somebody eats bacon, they think they have lost God. They think they are no longer saved. It's true. But I'm defiled, they say. That no, I ate pork. Doesn't it exist? Hallelujah. So, normally the issue of defilement is found in religion. It's found in the religious practices. The issue of being defiled. It is that you think that you have eaten this, now God doesn't see you in the way that he saw you. It is found among our peers, among those that we relate with, our company. That no, you cannot eat this. Why do you eat this in your church? Your church is encouraging this. This is not the church. It is the word of God. Hallelujah. It is the word of God. So the word of God is true. It is truth. We live by the word. But we may be in a company of those who are perpetually condemners. These are fault finders. You pray standing. They say, why are you standing? You don't close your eyes. Why are you not closing your eyes? You don't fold your arms. Why are you not folding your arms? Why are you folding your arms? You sit down. Why do you pray to God sitting down? Everything that God created is good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a video that I would like to... There's a video that I would like them to play, please. The video. Please look at it. You see... That person is working, right? Then there's somebody at the top there. But this one is deceived. But this person is involved. See? So, this is wax. This is wax. We continually pray, but you don't have information to apply that prayer. It's wax. You are moving for the sake of motion, but you're not moving forward. You're moving, but not ahead. You're moving, but in the bad company. You hear this, then it's deleted a bit later because of the company. These things of yours. Remember, I said an example that I used to tell my wife, Lenalela Pisha Mudimu, and I was genuine. Yeah, I was like, ay man, how do you, always is you and calling on this God, like Shamudim, you see. Then later, my younger brother got to tell me, Lenai Beleverik Shamudim over time, in fact. Mudim was over time because of the kind of life you lived. You see, so I didn't know this God. But then, the company that I kept somehow had an effect. If my wife didn't pray like that, probably I would not have had a template of prayer. Probably I would not have thought that I could pray and pray and pray, and God would hear. Because she would say, "Mudimu angwa." You see, so look at that video. It is the bad company that corrupts a good character. This is 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 33. So we must use a holy filter. We've got to use a holy filter for our lives. Otherwise, we'll be influenced for destruction. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "He that walks with the wise will himself be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So in the video, we can see the effect of the past as well. Holding on to past pains. Grudge. Having an, what is it called? Anniversary. Your head. You cheated 25 years ago on the 14th of December. Today, I'm reminding myself of what you have done. Why do you hold on to that? So you are moving, but not ahead. Hallelujah. So let go. Let go of such hurts. Let go of the things that take you down. Let go of the things that are of destruction. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So forget the past. The Bible calls it always learning, but never coming to the acknowledgement of the truth. We are always learning. It is Sunday in, Sunday out. Wednesday in, Wednesday out, you are here, listening to the word of God. But the word is not changing you. Don't reject the word. Don't reject the word. Understand this word. My daughter was telling me yesterday that she was speaking to somebody about the Christ. Then the person says, "You see, when I concentrate on Christ alone, my things don't work well. But when I concentrate on Christ and then a bit of mandlozinyana, so dilo tsaka ditsa mabotse." Me, I know that I went to a certain church, then they told me that your things will be this and this and this, put this water there, and then put that there, there, then your things will start working well. Who said they were not working well? I said, look at Joseph. Yes, the man was in jail. He was jailed. He did not know, God did not say that you're going to be a prime minister. He only gave him a small vision. Yes. Yes. So, I'll throw the tantrums to Mudim. No, no. Don't throw tantrums to God. Do not. This is a king. He has called you to glory. Are you aware that the Lord never complained? When they did all those evil things, he never complained. The only time he lamented was, "Why have you left me?" You see, that's our template. But as Malanyana, salary not being paid. Yeah, Alan Patel, mosaics, easy. Take it easy. Yes, easy. Such that they see the Christ in you. Yes. Because there are such things that will bring you into your promotion. You don't know. Yes, they are watching you. I'm an employer, I know. I know, yes. I would put somebody to test, they don't know. Do this, do that, do that, do that, and then look. I always tell them, this is how I treat my children as well. Do this, do that, do that, do that, okay. And then I will tell my wife, okay, no, don't do this. Scamofa is, don't. Are ready. Yeah, she's not ready. You see. Yeah, because she failed the test. God works with us like that. Yes, he put you into a certain place and watch. Jophes. He put you in a certain place and just watch. Remember, Joseph could have allowed Potiphar's wife to take advantage of him. All he would remain was a butler. He would be a butler in Joseph's Potiphar's house. That's it. That's all. That's all he would be. But then the man stood the test. He went to jail after that for something he didn't do. So God will always show up. In our prayer, God will always show up. The time that we started working with the Lord, we had some books, which are prayer. Né? One of the prayers in those book were lay your hand on your head, plead the blood of Jesus 70 times, and after that, put it on your stomach and plead the blood of Jesus 70 times. So you'd say, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus 70 times. You understand? 70, 140 times pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, my wife, being a person, what do you know more, decided to be mathematical with prayer. She was there and said, 10 times. I plead the blood of Jesus 10 times. Then I plead the blood of Jesus Christ 10 times. Then she says, times 7. So, Karhao, so you were praying like that. You are, no, that is 70, isn't it? It's true. It's true, yes. It's true. It's 70, isn't it? But look at this. You can say that, and after you've pleaded the blood of just 70 times and you've put so much work, and if something that requires information happen, you will fail. Because now you must apply yourself according to knowledge. It is through knowledge that the just are delivered. Praise the Lord. So if you don't know, you can plead the blood of Jesus how many, however times. You can be mathematical. But today, we don't plead the blood of Jesus Christ 70 times. We understand what we are doing. It is by knowledge. We subjected ourselves to teachings. We subjected ourselves to understanding the word. There is no other way. Please understand this. There is no two ways about this. You have to understand the word in order to be victorious in Christ. It is not by doing rituals. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must conform ourselves to the teaching of the word of God. Remember, we can move forward. You can be free, but in prison. Those that are in prison, they are free to move, right? But you move from here to here. You cannot move outside this wall, but you are the walls here. But you are free to move, but in prison. The prison is the mind. The prison is the mind. So God says, believe in your heart. Speak. Then salvation will be imparted to you. That's the information he has given us. We cannot be saved by giving 50 cents to people doing alms. That is not salvation. But remember Cornelius? In the book of Acts 10, the Bible says that your prayers and your alms have reached God. God has given mercy to Cornelius. That is the foundation of the church. He wasn't buying God. So we shouldn't be found in that error. That because you were giving every time in church, you think that now you have earned salvation. No, Mwanamren. It doesn't work like that. Your giving is your giving. You have decided, you have purposed in your heart to give. But that is not salvation for you. Hallelujah. So, I would like to call on Ivan. Where's Ivan? Ivan, please come, my boy. The Bible says, even in laughter, the heart may fail. Even in laughter, the heart may ache. And joy may end in grief. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, we can be laughing about superficial things, about the things that we have achieved. We can have joy about what we wear and where we stay, about our association. But that joy is superficial. As long as the owner is not there, it's superficial. It must be coming from Christ and from the information that you would have received, the true and the truest information. Praise the Lord. So we find our refuge in Christ. In Christ alone, Banamren. Yes. So our refuge here would mean it is our place of stay. We reside in Christ. Each of us move in him. So it works by your conscience. You have to understand that Christ is with you. Come, Fanagit. I asked him how much he weighs. 55, right? He weighs 55 kgs. In cycling, when we look at him, we are afraid. We just get afraid of his physique. It means he weighs less and he would be faster and stronger in cycling, right? So he's scrawny. Yeah, he's thin. Samson looked like this. Samson of the Bible. Yes. Samson wasn't masculine. That's why they wondered. Well, how does this person lift Haman? Delilah, find out. Because Samson was like this. So scholars are saying, let's stand here on the light. We are not. So Samson looked like this. They are saying the man could lift 2 tons. Ki bakery. Imagine him holding that truck like this, walking, scrolling up the hill. Him. That's how our salvation is. Are you born again? All right. I got the information that he's born again because he said yes. If you are here, like him, say me, there is the power that has been given to Samson to lift the 2 tons, the gates of Gaza, and moved. Samson in himself did not have that power. But it was God who gave him that power. Salvation is like that, even today. Praise the Lord. We don't see it. It is not physical. Imagine if you'd see him walking with his dad's car like this. It would be amazing. It would be a wow factor. But at least if it was like Tommy, you would think, well, okay, okay, maybe. You see, so that is how salvation is. We don't see it with our eyes. It is the inside renewal. It is Christ who gives us salvation. It is Christ who empowers us to walk in this truth that I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Vanagit. Let's see. So, say me. Yes. So, even today, the Lord could be saying to you, like Samson, I have come to give you salvation. Like Samson, I have come to deliver you into your inheritance. Praise the Lord Jesus. I've mentioned that if you are here and you think that maybe there must be something special that must be said to you, there won't be any other thing more than what you are hearing now for you to receive salvation. Salvation is preached. That is the deliverance of man. Remember, in Luke 4, he says that to preach salvation, to preach deliverance, to preach freedom to the captives. So, deliverance is preached. Deliverance is transportation. You are delivered. What's about delivery? If they're saying something is delivered, what do they mean? It's delivery, right? It's transportation. Yes, that's it. Salvation is being transported. It's being changed.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.